It's hard to believe that the students who go through the BSO's orchids are already at the point of graduating. I mean, I remember the first day when we saw these little titches coming in, but this is the case, and there's going to be a wonderful day of giving, including a fundraising concert that will be showcasing the first class of graduating high school seniors. And it's such a pleasure to welcome to WBJC the Executive Director of BSO's Orchids, Raquel Whiting-Gilmer. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So looking at the range of students that you have, something like 1,300 that come through the program, what the mission was to a large extent was to give a focus to these students, many of whom were so disadvantaged. That's certainly, I think, that you've done. Where are you going in terms of making musicians who could make a career of this?
I think what the amazing part of Orchids is Marin's vision that music is this vehicle that can be used whether you're a musician or not a musician. When I think about the students in our program, I think about DeShay Banks and Asia Palmer, who are two students who've been in the program 11 years who are graduating, and they exemplify Orchids in the sense that Asia just got into, she's graduating from School for the Arts. She was accepted to Berklee School of Music, as well as the Hart School at the University of Hartford, and she will attend the University of Hartford next year. She's going to be on a music track. DeShay, on the other hand, best friends. DeShay has played the cello, is an amazing cellist, but she's not interested in pursuing music professionally. She wants to be a pediatrician. And so that's what we're about. We're about helping to shape our futures of these amazing young people in these amazing communities and supporting them however we can and providing these opportunities to make their world bigger. So whether your world is so big that you're going to be a musician on the BSO stage at the Meyerhof, or your world is so big that you decide you want to be a top-notch pediatrician, that's the space of Orchids, just really bringing out the full potential and helping to bring out what's there already.
So tell me about this event that you are co-sponsoring with Enoch Pratt on the 16th.
Sure. So the concert we're having on May 16th is at the Pratt, and it's exciting because it's the culminating event for our Day of Giving, where we're going to be raising money to support our summer program. During the summer, students participate in everything from group lessons, individual private lessons, ensembles, tutoring, physical activity, fun Fridays. And so it's a really amazing experience for students to just really be immersed. So this Day of Giving is to support those activities, which are incredibly important. It's completely free to families. And then that evening, our high-level ensembles will be performing. So our string ensemble, our woodwind ensemble, as well as our four orchestra will debut their first piece of the year.
This is an event in support of BSO Orchids. It's the first ever Day of Giving fundraising concert. This will be at the Enoch Pratt Free Library on Cathedral Street. And this will take place at 5 p.m. on Thursday, May the 16th, following the Day of Giving. More information is at bsomusic.org. It's been such a pleasure to have in the studio the Executive Director of Orchids, Raquel Whiting-Gilmer. Thank you so much, and good luck with the work that you do there.
Thank you so much.